Okay, we're going to come back. Final hour to go of your text messages, emails, and phone calls with Doc Wallach as we talk about your health. Doc is with us once a month, so let's take advantage of his visit here. His website, criticalhealthnews.com, and his phone number, 1-855-949-7234. They are great partners of ours, sponsors of the show, and we like him. Welcome back with Dr. Joel Wallach. Tom's got some text. We'll get to him in a second. I've got some emails, and we've got calls. Like Neil in Gridley, California, is on our Skype line. Hello, Neil. You with us?
Hey, George, right here.
There you go.
Hey, long-time listener, second-time caller.
Super.
I was back with Art in the late 90s with Dreamland and haven't quit you guys since.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I wanted to ask the doctor two rather varied questions. The first of which, I'm up here in a very agricultural-centric area of the United States, and I've noticed growing up we've had an influx of these large biotech ag science companies, some even pharma companies like Bayer, Monsanto, et cetera. It seems like they're trying to replace a lot of these nutrients, whether it's the potash you speak of earlier. But I wanted to speak specifically about those intermingling things, the mycorrhizoids, the fungi that tend to break down a lot of those nutrients and bioleach them into the area. And specifically, I wanted to ask the doctor about Agaricus blasi, the mushroom, sometimes known as the almond mushroom or the mushroom of life, and what his views were on that.
Okay, well, first of all, the big corporations that have taken over the small farms and so forth, so we don't have subsistence farmers much anymore. It's primarily big corporations. I'd say probably 80% of our food or more comes from these big biotech farms. And, of course, their goal is to grow tons and bushels. That's how they get paid, tons of bushels. They really don't get paid per unit of vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C. They don't get paid by how many milligrams of calcium are in a food. And so they're going to put a minimum amount of those things in there because they're going for yield. And so they really only put in fertilizer, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. And the whole purpose of that is to feed the organisms in the soil, which break down any minerals that might be in the clay and make them more absorbable by the plants. But unfortunately, nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ice cream. And so without those wood ashes going into our gardens and fields, without the floods every spring, we're getting silt from mountains hundreds or maybe even thousands of miles upstream, which came into those valleys every spring for millennia. Well, so the only way that you can deal with nutrition is to supplement. We've done this in the agricultural industry, and this is one of the advantages I have, having a degree in agriculture, veterinary medicine, a pathologist, and a primary care physician. In the animal industry, what we've done is come up with these alfalfa pellets or canned dog food or dry dog food. We have the pellets for the dairy cattle, for the chickens and the hogs and so forth. And they all have the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. We assume there's nothing in the soil, nothing in the food. And so we make sure that everything is in there by supplementation. It's economical.
Okay. Smart,
it's very
too.
Specific. Yeah. And in humans, they say, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need. And this is where the fault came in. Medical doctors are ignorant of nutrition. The FDA was so dumbfounded with the 7 food group pyramid, they had to simplify it for themselves, and they came up with the 4 food groups, and that's still too complicated for them. And so this is where we as individuals have to take over, and this is why I say we've reached a point where we're going to have a catastrophe the size of biblical proportions. All experts say that our children will be the first generation who do not live as long as the parents because of this. And so we are obligated to supplement our kids directly as opposed to trying to talk a corporation into changing their methods instead of talking the government into trying to change. They're just not going to do it. And then when it comes to mushrooms, mushrooms are a great source of support for our immune systems. And, of course, they will take up any soluble nutrients, particularly minerals in the soil that are in there. They don't require a lot. They only require 3, and things like magnesium and phosphorus and potassium. And everything else they need to get from the air. This is why they have this big cap, which has a lot of surface above the ground, and they pick up the nitrogen and carbon dioxide from the air. And this is one of the, another one of those fallacies that everybody in the government is worried about, and people who are into the environment, they're worried about carbon dioxide. Well, carbon dioxide to plants is as oxygen is to us. If we have too much carbon dioxide, it should make the growing of food much more economical. And so we shouldn't be afraid of too much carbon dioxide. We should just use it to grow food. And but mushrooms are a great source of support for the immune system. And of course, it depends on what's in them, depending on where they're grown. Again, because nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. And the people who live the longest have 40 times 100 as we Americans do. Of course, they eat these mushrooms. They eat corn. They eat pork. There's not a single one of these long-lived cultures in the top 20 who are vegetarians or vegans. They all eat meat, and pork is a very common one because pigs will eat anything, and they're easy to grow. And they eat chickens, and they eat eggs. They eat a lot of fish. They eat a lot of beef and goats and sheep and wild game, and they have 40 times 100 as we do as a result.
And so tell people, Doc, what you eat, because it's amazing.
Well, for breakfast this morning, I had four poached eggs, and I'll have a steak with it or a hamburger patty. I will then have some yogurt and some fresh fruit. I like primarily pineapple and bananas and avocados, that sort of stuff. And then, let's see here, I take all my supplements, of course, my 90 essential nutrients. I've been doing that twice a day, George, for 69 years.
I know. I tell people the story when we first met for dinner in Chicago. You had a handful of pills. That was your dinner for a while.
Well, basically, what I've learned to do was to take in the 90 essential nutrients. The reason why I take more pills and capsules and liquids than most people, because politically I can't afford to get sick. So I haven't been sick. I have not been to a doctor, even for a cold, in 69 years. I've never been on a prescription drug. I've never had any surgery. And that's because I take not only the basic 90, the healthy start pack, which is where I want everybody to start, if they don't have any health problems, but I take the secret sauce for over 900 different diseases. So I've avoided diabetes and arthritis and lupus and high blood pressure. I've avoided liver cirrhosis. I've avoided heart disease and coronary artery disease. I've avoided Alzheimer's disease. I've avoided macular degeneration and low thyroid and kidney failure and so on. Muscular dystrophy, arthritis, all these. I've avoided all these things because I purposely, consciously take every secret sauce that I can to give my genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres, little end caps in your chromosomes, everything they need to actually give me my maximum genetic potential for fending off disease and living a long, healthful life. You have to consciously do this.
You have
everybody to do that.
You have to. We're with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. We take text questions, too. Tom has one back in the studios. What do you have, Tom?
Doc, this is from Don in Indiana. And he says, hey, guys, my toenails are turning a cloudy yellowish color. Can you please ask? Can you please?
What text message is that?
He sent it in.
The guy's got fungus.
Yeah. So, Doc,
the guy's got problems.
Can you please tell me what I can do about it, or what
Tom,
I can eat to clear it up?
Cut his mic, Nathan. Cut his mic.
Well, there's two things he needs to do. Number one, get rid of all the inflammatory bad things. That means no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, so he can absorb the nutrients. And usually when people have everything from Crohn's disease to diverticulitis and irritable bowel syndrome and colitis and they've got yellow toenails and fingernails, and they've got eczema. In fact, in today's lecture, I'm out here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and was lecturing, and one of the pastors at the event came up and said, oh, my little daughter has all these little bumps the size of a head of a pin on the back of her arms and her thighs and her little butt. And I said, oh, that's keratosis. That's caused by a deficiency of vitamin A, which is secondary to a gluten intolerance. Does she ever have any belly pain? Oh, yeah, she complains about her tummy hurting, and she has constipation. We got to give her something for that, a little mineral oil. I said, okay, well, she's got a gluten intolerance. She give her a gluten-free diet, give her the 90, mix up an adult dose, give her a teaspoon of the liquids per 20 pounds of body weight, and give her, the omega-3 EFAs, and this will go away. Same thing with the yellow toenails. And as George says, it could be a fungus. It's a high probability it is. because your immune system is low. Fungus grows on you, including the toenails. So I like the I like two things. Number one, we have what we call Pure Works, which is a spray or foam. And I do this in my feet when I take showers in the hotels. I never walk barefoot in the rugs. I always put my my pants and my socks and shoes on in the bathroom before I go out on the rugs, and never barefoot.
Do you ever wear those house slippers? That some
yeah,
of them,
I do that. Yeah. Sometimes I have those
house
slippers.
They're sterilized
with me.
Stuff.
And I will spray the Pure Works on my toenails and in between my toes. If I ever get one toenail that looks kind of a little funny or white, or you begin to get a little yellow, we actually have what we call Envision Colloidal Silver. It's one of the most potent colloidal silvers on the market, and we soak cotton balls and keep those toenails wet with the colloidal silver, and it will kill fungus and yeast and bacteria and viruses. And, of course, you have to take in all the 90 essential nutrients. I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It supports your immune system. And I weigh about 150 now, so I take two of those. It's one per 100 pounds of body weight, but I like to kind of use a bigger hammer and err on the size of rolling up to the upper numbers. And so I'll take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs and then use the topical stuff on my toenails.
Mike sends us an email. His 47-year-old wife, Doc, had a stroke. Doctors are kind of baffled. They want her to be in a study, as a matter of fact. They have prescribed statin drugs and blood thinners. He is holding off on the drugs until he gets a better understanding of her stroke. I'm not sure he should or should not do that. I'm not a doctor. But he says, what do we do? I've already got her on your Healthy Heart and Brain Pack, Snaptive. Okay. What do we do?
Okay, that's perfect. Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and Synaptive, that's a good thing to do. There's two types of strokes. There's a bleeding type of stroke where you have a deficiency of one particular mineral that causes a breakdown of the elastic fibers in the arteries in your brain, and the elastic fibers break down, and you get essentially what's a mini aneurysm or one of these balloons on your tire when you break the cords hitting a chuck hole, same sort of thing because you don't have that mineral which keeps those elastic fibers strong. That's a bleeding type of stroke. And then there's a blood clot type of stroke, which is caused, and this is one of my lawsuits. I have nine lawsuits, which I've won in all cases, George, against the FDA. The one that results in blood clots is an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency, a ratio problem between omega-3, 6s, and 9s. And so, again, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack would just be ideal for this. And I like to throw in the secret sauce, the Synaptive, to support the metabolism and function of the brain when it comes to transmission of the nerve transmission from one nerve fiber to the next. It's called Synaptive. And, of course, you got to get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. And statin drugs actually lower your blood cholesterol. That's what they're designed to do, and they cause Alzheimer's disease. They actually cause low T, which the wife doesn't have to worry about, or ED, erectile dysfunction, the wife doesn't have to worry about in herself. But certainly this will cause early menopause in women at age 30, 40 years of age instead of 60, 70, because testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, adrenal hormones are all steroid hormones, which are 95% by weight, George, cholesterol. And then, of course, she's going to be at high risk for Alzheimer's disease because Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency. Okay, 75% of her brain weight is the white matter of the brain, the insulation material of the brain, the myelin. That 75% of the brain weight, that's the insulation material of the brain, is almost 100% cholesterol.
Huh.
So statin drugs are counterproductive here. This is one of those false theories. Artery disease, heart disease is not caused by cholesterol or saturated fat. This is a case where Procter & Gamble, this was a two full-page story in the Wall Street Journal 3 years ago, so I'm not saying anything out of school, George. They said that Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association in 1952 $1.7 million to demonize cholesterol so that the Procter & Gamble company could sell Crisco.
Crisco. Good old Crisco.
Yeah.
Let's go to some more calls. Go ahead. Yeah. I'll let you finish up here, Doc.
That's all right. I was just going to say that this whole thing over cholesterol has resulted again in low T, erectile dysfunction, early menopause, adrenal exhaustion, and Alzheimer's disease. And, of course, you want to avoid statin drugs at all costs. Even the FDA came out in February of 2012, said to doctors, they sent an email, urgent stop email to every doctor saying, do not write prescriptions for statin drugs to patients. And they named them, about 10 of them, including Mevacor, Lipitor, and so on, and levostatin to lower cholesterol. Do not do this. Do not tell your patients to take cholesterol-restricted diets because they're going to increase the risk of type 2 diabetes by 52% and Alzheimer's disease by 100%.
Let's go to Anna in Carson City, Nevada now. Hi, Anna. Thank you for calling. You are on with us.
Yay. I love you both. I love George and I love Dr. Wallach.
Thanks.
Will you marry me, Dr. Wallach?
Well, if I ever get single, I will.
Oh, darn. Okay. Listen, I'll make this quick. I'm calling about a member of my family, and you're a vet, right?
Yes, he does.
I'm a veterinarian and a physician. That's correct.
I talked to one of your girls, Kim, and she sent me some stuff, but I have a male cat, 13 years old, with an expanded colon and now a stomach mass, diagnosed with lymphoma, and it's got 3 to 6 months to live.
Jeez.
He acts very healthy. I'm giving him a couple of drops of Tangy Tangerine twice a day and selenium capsules 3 times a day. What say you?
Okay, I say you're on the right track. I would change the cat's food. When you start getting colon problems and belly problems and stomach issues in a dog or a cat, it's almost always they're being fed a dry cat or dog food that has gluten in it, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. So I'd get them gluten-free, read the labels very carefully, make sure there's no wheat, barley, rye, or oats in the cat's food, whether it's a moist food or a dry food. But
Will it say gluten-free for a pet?
Many do because it's such a big problem.
Okay.
Dogs and cats get hot spots. They lick in between their toes. They lick their skin so the hair falls off. They itch all the time. You go to a veterinarian, he'll charge you $50 for a prednisone shot, and really all you got to do is get them on a gluten-free diet. And I would give that cat one scoop of our Arthrodex vitamins and minerals for cats and dogs per 25 pounds of body weight. So if the cat weighs 10 pounds, I'd give it a half a scoop. If it weighs 5 pounds, I'd give it a quarter of a scoop of the Arthrodex. Don't forget to throw in our EFA pluses and EFAs for the omega-3 essential fatty acids. But the gluten-free thing is going to be a big deal here. I would also give that cat, a half a teaspoon of, in addition to everything else he's getting, the Z radical, which has fucoidin in it. This is one of the reasons that Japanese have only 10% of the rate of cancer we have, because they eat so much of this red marine algae that has the fucoidin in it. 850 experiments on fucoidin. I mean, it is well known to be something that supports your immune system to reduce the impact of cancer or to reduce the risk of cancer. And so I would urge you to use the Z-radical liquid in the cat. Say, again, it'd be a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight, and you go from there.
All right, Doc. I want to give everybody that website again. We'll give you that toll-free number, and we're going to come back and take final phone calls here on Coast to Coast AM. It is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Please understand, you're not talking to doctors when you call the toll-free number. You're talking to people who have worked with Doc Wallach, and they will give you advice, but not cures. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That is the number. And also, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, if you would, and email me anytime you want. I've got a whole pack of them now. george@coasttocoastam.com. More of your calls with Doc Wallach when we come back. Okay, we're going to come back in just a moment here and take some final questions and phone calls with Doc Wallach as we talk about your criticalhealthnews.com's life and what it all means to you. So make sure you're ready for that. Doc Wallach, what do you think of fluoride in the water system?
Well, first of all, we have to understand, George, that fluoride is an essential nutrient. We need it for bone health, teeth health, many other functions of the body. So we need a certain amount, a milligram or two a day, not very much. And everybody got kind of excited about it, back in the 1940s, said, oh, we'll put it in toothpaste, we'll put it in our drinking water, we'll put it here, there, and yon. And of course, when you have too much fluoride, it becomes a negative. There's a bell-shaped curve, not enough, you get disease. There's an optimal amount at the peak of the curve, and then you get too much, you have a negative. You get white, chalky, blotchy stuff in your teeth, and makes the teeth weak in those areas. And so you do have to watch and be conscious of how much fluoride you're taking in. Drinking water, I don't drink tap water as a result, because it's usually in most municipal waters. Elected officials think they're helping you.
Yep.
And so I tend to use toothpaste that do not have fluoride in it. And I also make sure that when we use our program and our products, we have the optimal amount of fluoride in there. And so even if you were to drink tap water, it still wouldn't be too much. We're very careful so that we watch out that even if you make the mistake of drinking tap water, you're not going to get too much. But you do want to watch your toothpaste and make sure you don't have more than, say, a half a milligram, which is 500 micrograms of the mineral in there, okay?
All right. Well, that's a good tip, at least.
Yeah, fluoride can be dangerous, but it's also required.
I don't think it's in much bottled water, is it?
No. Most bottled water is reverse osmosis. There's not much in there. They do add, I think, magnesium and a little bit of calcium back to it just so it tastes like water. But they take pretty much everything else out purposely. That way, they don't have to worry about anything in there.
To the phones now we go. Let's go to CJ in Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hi, CJ. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Good, sir. Thank you.
I had a quick question about arthritis. I've been diagnosed with arthritis about 7 years ago, around the time that I was actually put on lisinoprode from my doctor for high blood pressure, and I'm trying to get off of that. But my arthritis has just been getting worse over time, and I haven't been taking anything. But it seems when I juice, it helps, but I can't always take it all the time. I'm just trying to see what you would think about with arthritis, and I'll take my question.
First of all, how much do you weigh?
I weigh about 197 okay. pounds.
Yeah, well, 197 pounds is close enough to 200 pounds.
55.
Yeah, 55 years of age. Any other issues, any skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, any history of asthma, constipation, diarrhea, appendicitis, any of that stuff?
No, I've had some back problems. I had a lower sprain on my back is all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other than that, well, I've been pretty healthy. Just like you say, I've been monitoring my blood pressure. It seems to be low. I've been getting dizzy pills
once in a while. Are you on medication for blood pressure? Are you on medication for blood pressure?
The lisinoprode.
Yeah. Okay, so it's low because you're taking a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, high blood pressure is almost always due to a mineral deficiency, and arthritis is almost always due to a mineral deficiency. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, you can have a secondary infection in your joints with a bug called mycoplasma, and that certainly can kill the mycoplasma. If you have rheumatoid arthritis or positive for the RA factor, you can take a antibiotic called minocycline, which is a member of the tetracycline family. We like to also use, we have an herbal blend. Has 8 herbs in it, 2 of which actually has antimicrobial properties called killer biotic, and you can use the killer biotic along with the antibiotic minocycline for rheumatoid arthritis. Regular degenerative arthritis, osteopenia, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, bone-to-bone arthritis, bone spurs, these types of things. Your body weigh close to 200 pounds. I would take 2 of the healthy bone and joint packs per month. It's designed to support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes the bone itself. And then also those 2 healthy bone and joint packs will allow you to take 15 of the glucogel a day, 5 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Again, they're designed to contribute to maintenance, repair of disc between the vertebrae, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And with the healthy bone and joint packs will come a wide mouth jar with a CM cream, which is a topical analgesic or pain reliever and anti-inflammatory. But also get a little bottle of our aromatherapy oil blend called trauma oil. You can put 4 drops of the trauma oil in a teaspoon of the CM cream. Apply that to your knees or elbows or fingers or wrists, anything, or neck, anything where you have a discomfort or pain or swelling or inflammation. And you'll get relief within 15 to 20, 30 minutes, and certainly it will last 3 to 5 hours. You might have to apply it twice or 3 times a day to be totally pain-free during your waking day. And then, of course, you also want to avoid the bad foods, anything inflammatory, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten. Don't forget to avoid the carbonated drinks, even ones that are thought to be benign, like club soda, sparkling water, the diet drinks, soft drinks, because the carbonation will actually neutralize stomach acid and reduce your efficiency of absorption of minerals. So that's a consideration also. And also, usually people who have arthritis, I'd say 85-90% of the time, have a gluten intolerance. And even though you might have optimal amounts of minerals in your diet, vitamins in your diet, you might not be able to absorb them efficiently. And so you still need to supplement. And then, of course, get on a gluten-free diet, no fried foods, processed meats, and oils. And it's amazing how quickly the skeletal system responds. I've even worked with people in their 80s. I think the oldest one I worked with is 102. And they're able to regrow. Their bodies will regrow the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue in their bones. Because the theory that arthritis is due to aging or due to, in women, not enough estrogen. Their doctors are going to give them estrogen shots or pills because they've gone through menopause and they have osteoporosis because of that. No, those are all failed medical theories. When women and men have osteoporosis, it's due to simple mineral and vitamin deficiencies. And the hormones have nothing to do with it. That's a failed theory. The unfortunate thing is a lot of the estrogens given to women to deal with osteoporosis actually can cause breast cancer. So I would avoid the supplemental estrogens and just go with the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, Support and Promote, Maintenance Repair.
Okay, let's go to Tom. He's got a final text question for us, Doc. Go ahead, Tom.
This comes from Martha in New Orleans. Hey, Doc, I live in a place where there are constant tourists visiting, which makes me worried about people's germs spreading, and especially to my kids. What can I do to help prevent catching other people's germs? P.S., I have a 10-year-old schnauzer with seizures. What can I do?
Okay, well, for the kids, of course, they need the 90 essential nutrients appropriate for body weight. It's one Healthy Start pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. And so if you have a 50-pound kid, small kid, that one Healthy Start pack will last 2 months. If they weigh 30 pounds, that one Healthy Start pack will last 3 months for a child. But in addition to the Healthy Start pack, which is going to support not only maintenance, repair, and growth, but also you want to add what we call the Killerbiotic. They can take a couple of those capsules a day to support their immune system. But also you want to get them used to using the PureWorks. They have the little 4-ounce spray bottles or foam bottles. We have the lotion, and we also have the soap, the liquid soap and gel, all of which have these whole lineage of substances in there that will actually kill bacteria, fungus, viruses, and yeast. And the interesting thing about this PureWorks, George, or this, the soap or the lotion or the spray of the foam, it actually works in killing bugs, yeast, fungus, bacteria, and viruses for 3 to 5 hours, whereas the alcohol-based skin sanitizers like Purell and the other alcohol-based ones where you go to a store and you spray your hands when you're going into a restaurant and stuff like that, they have a little dispenser, those only work while they're wet. So you may only get 2 or 3 minutes of kill capacity out of those sanitizers, 2 to 3 minutes, and that's it. You're done. Anything you touch now is going to reinfect you. Whereas when you get on the PureWorks, you have 3 to 5 hours of killing power. And it doesn't dry your skin like the alcohol does, so there's nothing negative there. And so that's what I would do. I would train the kids to carry one of these little dispensers with them.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yep.
What about the schnauzer with seizures?
Okay, the schnauzer with seizures. Usually these are developed later in life. I would get a good commercial dog food that's designed for a miniature dog, say 10 pounds, and make sure it's gluten-free. And then I would give that schnauzer the Arthrodex, 1 scoop for 25 pounds of body weight per day. And so if it weighs 10 pounds, it'd be a half a scoop a day. And don't forget the EFAs or EFA pluses. I'd go ahead and give the dog 2 of those and make sure the dog is eating. Scramble an egg in butter and throw the egg scrambled in butter, not oils or margarines, but butter, soft scrambled, throw it in the dog's food, mix it up, and really enjoy the food that way. And you're going to give the dog the stuff necessary to reduce the risk of seizures. I would also put in 1 of the Synaptive tablets, grind it up into powder, and that will help the brain metabolism also.
Doc, you got to come out with your own pet food.
Well, we actually looked at that, and unfortunately, you can get some pretty fair pet foods in the grocery store for 49 cents a can.
Yeah.
And by the time we pay everybody and so forth in our system, it might cost $1.50 per can for pound of dog food. So
yeah, okay.
People, you know, little old granny who's on a fixed income and she looks at 49 cents in the grocery store and $1.50 with us.
She can't afford
they
that.
Always go for the 49-cent dog food.
Let's go to B in Utica, New York, east of the Rockies. Hi, B. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm so happy I got on.
Yeah, me too.
I have 4 very quick questions for you.
Oh, we may only get one in here because we only have just a few moments.
Now, I've been wanting to buy your products. This is the most important questions. I've called your radio number several times, and nobody knows the answer, so I've got the source.
What's the question?
Okay, I don't eat beef. I eat all other meats. Are your organic minerals and vitamins derived from any beef or bovine products at all? Which are, which aren't?
Okay, well, basically, the only thing that comes from bovine products, beef, would be the glucogel, the original glucogel. But we have what we call Beyond Glucogel, okay, which is the stuff that supports maintenance, repair, cartilage, and ligaments and tendons. Originally, it had a lot of beef collagen in there, and so we have one that's called Beyond Glucogel FX, and of course, or Beyond Glucogel Plus. It doesn't have any beef or shellfish in it. We also have the liquid calcium and mineral product called CalTotti. It has no beef or any other animal products in there. We're very proud of these things, and so you can, you know, read the labels quite carefully online, and you can see which ones are beef and shellfish free. Because there's a lot of religions that don't like those things. There's a lot of vegetarians and vegans that don't like the things. There are people who have allergies to them. So we've taken all that into consideration. A great question.
All right, let's take one or two more calls before the clock gets us. It is ticking fast. My gosh. Frank's in Hollywood, Maryland. Hey, Frank, go ahead.
Howdy, George. Glad to be back with you.
You
Dr.
too.
Wallach, thank you for who you are and what you do.
Thank you, sir.
Problem I have is my ears feel like someone put cement in them and walked away. I've gone to ear, nose, and throat doctors for 30 years or so, and they watch my ears out and tell me to get. So, what can I do? One suggested mineral oil and white vinegar, although he gave me a prescription, and then after a few days it comes back. So,
okay, I missed the first part of that.
His ears are all blocked up, Doc. So, how about Roto-Rooter?
No, that won't work.
What's he do?
His ears are all blocked up?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's losing hearing, is that correct?
That would be part of it, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, when you have these kind of problems, it's usually osteoporosis of the skull. Doctors forget you have osteoporosis of all bones in your body when you have osteoporosis, including the skull. And the canals that the nerves come through begin to get filled with bone matrix or scar tissue, which makes the diameter of these canals smaller and begins to put pressure on the roots of these nerves. In the particular case where you're losing hearing on a slow, gradual basis, you might even have a tone in there called tinnitus or ringing in the ear, mm-hmm. kind of that tone kind of thing.
Ouch.
And then, ouch. And then you can also get almost like a motion sickness where it feels like it's ataxia, where the room is moving around and you get a little nausea. This is caused by when you have the tone, it's a squeezing of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. When you're losing slowly hearing, that's the squeezing of the eighth cranial nerve, the auditory branch. And when you have this ataxia, where you feel like you have motion sickness with a little bit of nausea, this is squeezing of the vestibular branch of the eighth cranial nerve. So I like them to have two of the healthy bone and joint packs per month. That'll be 15 glucogel a day, 5 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's the secret sauce to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae and bone and matrix. And then take the CM cream that comes with each of those two healthy bone and joint packs. Take a half a teaspoon with a Q-tip, like he's trying to get wax out of his ears, and put that CM cream down in the ears, again, like he's trying to get wax out of his ears. And usually within, 10 to 15, 20 minutes, he's going to get significant or total relief for, again, 3 to 5 hours. So he might have to repeat the process 2 or 3 times a day to be symptom-free during the day. But as long as he's taking the healthy bone and joint pack, and 15 glucogel a day, that formula is designed to support and promote maintenance and repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes the bone itself, and that includes the skull. Those canals that the nerves are going through will open up, the diameter gets bigger again, the inside diameter, and takes the pressure off the nerves, and it all goes away.
Let's grab a quick call here from John in Los Angeles. John, let's squeeze you in real fast. Go ahead.
Doctor, I was in the hospital a couple of times for asthma, and they found that I don't have any oxygen in my blood. So how can I correct that?
Okay, very good. When you have asthma, this is always 100% of the time due to secondary to a deficiency of a single nutrient caused by a gluten intolerance. Now, your intestines have been damaged by eating gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You cannot eat wheat, barley, rye, and oats. That includes the dog food in the house, the cat food, the bird food, the fish food, your spouse, mother-in-law, renters, any roommates, anybody in your house has got to be gluten-free. And usually within 2 to 6 weeks, you're going to see a remarkable benefit. You throw in, and you're, what do you weigh?
He's gone.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say average size guy, 150 to 175 pounds. I'd have him take 2 healthy bone and joint packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And I would also have him take the ultimate enzymes. He can take 1 or 2 of those 2 to 5 minutes before each meal, a couple ounces of water. It's going to maximize the digestion and absorption efficiency. And again, it all goes away. And of course, medical doctors, this is very simple, but they have never been taught these things in school. And they'll just stare at you like the deer in the headlights. And they say, well, you have an autoimmune disease. Your body's attacking itself. You have a genetic disease. No, you have a gluten intolerance. And the asthma goes away usually in a couple of weeks. It's very quick. I don't care if you've had the asthma for 30 years. It'll go away in a couple of weeks because it's a deficiency of a particular nutrient, which you find in the healthy brain.
Doc, once again, thank you for your great advice, okay?
Thank you so much, George. God bless you. Let's save as many as we can.
Absolutely. Dr. Joel Wallach, again, our partner, our sponsor, obviously, 1-855-949-RADIO or criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we have begun the year of the monkey. What does that mean to all of us? Stick around and find out.